Now we have Amy Dunlap, who has joined on the conference call. She's down in Texas. She's actually been working hard. She's been building her team. And as I said earlier in the conference call, she's a brand new three-star Golden Circle, and she's advanced her business quickly. And in fact, what I'd like to point out is I'm going to ask Amy some questions, because I want people to understand, as David said, it is simply a mindset and how you move forward. But you have to believe in what you're doing. And so, Amy, I know you're on a cell phone right now, but I want everyone on this conference call to hear from you, because what we do see is the number of people that you're bringing in and the number of people that are coming in and staying and purchasing product on a consistent basis. You've done a tremendous thing. So, Amy, thanks for joining on this conference call. We appreciate it. I know you're traveling right now. I just want to ask a question. Why did you join Isagenix? You've been involved with network marketing. I want everybody on this conference call to hear from you. Why Isagenix?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I would say that the reason why I joined Isagenix was definitely for, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, it was for the compensation plan. That's 100% why I would love now, hindsight looking back at it, I would love to say, you know, I joined because the products are awesome and fabulous, but whenever Hillary sat down and shared the plan with me, we were really in a place financially where I was doing wonderful, but I was really in a place where if I was going to make a change, I would need something where I could produce a high six-figure income very quickly. And so when I saw the comp plan, I just grabbed my eye. I kept looking at it, and I kept thinking, okay, is there something I'm not understanding? And so for me, it was the binary structure where I love developing leaders, and it was a structure where if I develop leaders, I still make the same income on them. They don't pull out, and then my income lessens every time I develop a leader. And so it was the ability to make in that high six-figure income bracket almost immediately. And so for me, it was, I mean, I'm going to say it was 100% the compensation plan initially. Now, of course, it's the product and the compensation plan. But initially, it was all off the comp plan.
Okay, well, very good, Amy. You know, one of the things that I know that a lot of people listen to these conference calls and how they advance and what they do, there are certain things that people do to treat it like a business. Now, what are some of the fundamental or key principles that you're talking with people about now that they're starting with Isagenix? You're talking with some very powerful people as well as people who are just saying, can this work? What are some of the things that you're sharing with them in order for them to be successful, like the first 30 days, first 20 days? What do you do?
Whenever I came into Isagenix, even initially from day one, what I did was, I want to say this first, the people that I'm working with are all business builders, every single one of them. I understood from being in network marketing the first time, or I just came directly over, was that it really made a difference, number one, my first 90 days and what I did with those first 90 days, and it also made a difference the type of people I was bringing in. And so the people that I brought in were people with vision and ambition. Initially, I made a list of 10 people that I knew were hard workers that had vision. They didn't whine. They were willing to work. And so I made a list of those 10 people, and then when I called them on the phone, they came in. I just said to them, I've just joined with a billion-dollar health and wellness company, and I really believe this year I'm going to make over $300,000, and I need 10 people to join this team with me right now, and I would love for you to be one of them. Would you just sit down and take a look at this? And so when I did that, I think the difference is they came in just looking at, okay, well, if you're going to come in your first year and make $300,000, so am I. And so what I did then was we just immediately sat down and printed out their executive chart and had them make a list of their 10 business builders. And then I just went to work with them, getting them their 10 business builders in. And so we just went initially, and we just started meeting with business builders, and all of us. And then, of course, I mean, that's just what we did. I mean, really, that's as easy. That's all I did. And so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, very impressive. You know, one of the things I like about what you're doing, Amy, is you were very specific. You talked about the 10 names that you're going to work with. You said, hey, what are your goals? I'm going to help you achieve them. You filled out the maps, the crystal maps, and helping them become executive right away and teaching them how to get their businesses moving forward. And I think as everyone is listening to this conference call, what are you doing? And what I loved about what Amy is sharing is not just about what she wants to do, it's about what others need to do in order for them to achieve their goals. She's very specific with them. Amy, I want to ask a question, you know, and I think everybody, you know, you've had some network marketing experience. You've been involved. Now you're showing people that this compensation plan is the most lucrative compensation plan. That's why more and more leaders are coming on board with this. I want to ask you, what makes Isagenics different? When you look at other companies, and you've been in the industry, and people are listening to this conference call, I know you've talked about the compensation plan, but what makes us different than these other companies that are out there?
What I see, honestly, is, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong with this figure, but I think that Kathy Coover has stated there's something like 250,000 people. Is that correct, using the product? Is that correct?
Consistently, on a consistent basis, over 200,000. That's correct.
Okay. And so I think that the difference is when I look at that, well, of course, you know, the science behind the product. And then, you know, that's a given. I mean, I think that that's one huge thing that is different from everything I've seen. But then the other thing is that, I mean, we used to hear all of the time prior in my other business, and I was in another business before that, the word saturation was continuously thrown out. And when I look at this and I look at 200,000 people in the world using this product, to me, it's just like a gold mine. Like, I say this to my husband all the time. I feel like God just plucked me out of something and just put me into a place where literally we are in the right place at the right time. With everything going on in the health and wellness, like when I was already, you know, looking at documentaries on Netflix and just the awareness, and then the small amount of people that are using this product, to me, it's just a gold mine. Like literally, I told my husband, I feel like we're going to be we came from the other company together, but literally I think someday we're going to be sitting in our rocking chairs on the front porch, you know, talking about how we were at the very beginning stages of this company that is exploding, kind of like a right place, right time kind of mindset. I think that is the major difference, and just the I'm not sure because I've not been in Isagenics long enough to know the correct terminology, but the recruiting ratio is what I call it, my other business, like the recruiting ratio, like the amount of people that are recruiting, like whenever you are enrolling, just that hear the opportunity and hear about the products and sign up, I've never seen anything like it. And for a lack of a better way of putting it, I just feel like we're at the right time, at the right place, with the right people, and like, they're, like, you know, we just can't let grass grow on our feet. And so that's the difference that I see.
Well, Amy, you're well on your way to 4-star Golden Circle, 5-star Golden Circle. You're enrolling a lot of new associates, and you're helping your team enroll. What I like about what you said, again, is specific. Be specific with your team builders. Fill out the roadmaps to success. Fill out those crystal maps, the Star Consultant map, the crystal map, and then onward and helping them to achieve. Amy, it is a pleasure to have you on this conference call. I know that you're traveling right now. I know that you've been busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be on this conference call.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for being on this conference call. Remember, just a couple of reminders. Our next conference call is Tuesday, November 15th. Tuesday, November 15th is our next leadership conference call. And as a reminder, daylight savings time ends and on Sunday, November 6th. So, again, the clock falls back Sunday, November 6th. We just want to remind everybody that the call time will change for some of you as we go into the November 15th. Everyone, make it a great, great leader, a great month, the rest of October. We have a lot of new leadership. Make it a great end of the year. And I want you to be looking back and saying, I am so glad I did, rather than saying, I wish I had. Please push forward. We look forward to your success. We'll see you at the top, everyone. Have a great day.